Welcome to the Freedom Report, broadcasting from Alexandria, Virginia. Welcome to the Freedom Report. I'm your host, Austin Peterson. Who's Austin Peterson?
Liberty champion Austin Peterson, this Justin Bieber lookalike, and a powerful advocate for liberty.
Who's Austin Peterson? I'm an American. I love life, liberty, and family, but I'm not a conservative. I'm a hardcore libertarian. What am I doing here? I'm trying to restore the republic. The Libertarian Republic is a website aimed at furthering the ideas of economic freedom and personal liberty. I don't really care about parties. All I care about are ideas. And the one idea I care the most about? Freedom! That's right, pure freedom on the Freedom Report podcast.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Report podcast. I am your host, Austin Peterson. Today is Tuesday, May the 20th, and we're very happy to have you here. Ian, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to be talking about a subject that sounds kind of funny when you first hear the question, but it actually raises a very serious point. Yesterday at thelibertarianrepublic.com, we hosted a poll asking our readers, should you be able to abort a gay baby if you could find out that it was gay?
Right. Should you be able to abort a child because you find out its sexual orientation?
Right. And this just caused people's heads to explode for lots of different reasons.
You raise a good point. I think some people thought we were just posting this to be provocative, but it really asks an important philosophical question.
Right. And the reason we asked it is because of the news item that came out where Democrats in California blocked a bill that would have banned abortions on the basis of gender. So basically, it would have made it illegal for a woman to seek an abortion if, for example, she was a radical, insane feminist who hated boys and she was pregnant with a boy and she wanted that boy out of her, so she wanted to have an abortion to kill the little boy because she only wanted a little girl. Or if the opposite, if she was a rabid misogynist and she didn't want a little girl, she wanted a little boy, she wanted to abort her child because she wanted a little boy instead.
And California progressives were consistent and said, apparently, even if I don't approve of the criteria you're using to make your decision to have an abortion, you have the right to control your body and can have an abortion.
Right. So at the Libertarian Republic yesterday, we hosted this poll and we asked people to respond to it on the basis of three criteria here. We actually got us a decent amount of responses, I think, which is enough to get a good idea for what our audience thinks here. We had 473 people voting, which is a pretty good sample size. And out of these votes, we had three responses that you could give, three potential responses. One was that from the question, should a mother be able to abort a gay baby? The answer was yes, a mother can abort a child for any reason. That was 23% of the respondents. So 112 people out of 473 said yes, a mother can abort a child for any reason. The second one response, which was the highest answer, was no, abortion is always wrong for whatever reason. That received 68.7% of the vote with 325 respondents. And the strangest one of all, the third response, which I put in there as a control to see if there were people who were actually as nutty as I thought they would be. No, aborting babies over sexual preference is wrong. All other reasons are okay.
All other reasons are okay.
36 people actually said that.
And now this is a survey of our readership.
Right.
We have left-wingers that are active participants on our page and website, mm-hmm. to put it generously, I suppose.
Right.
But this is geared towards libertarians and conservatives, I would imagine. And we still had, I think it was 36, right?
Yeah, we did. We still had 36 people who said,
all other reasons are okay, but you can't abort your child based on its sexual orientation.
And that's really what this point hinges on here, because, you know, The people were like, well, this will make Christians' heads explode. Well, perhaps some did, but, you know, perhaps there are some Christians out there who are like, oh, yeah, if you could find out that there was a gay baby, I would definitely want to have an abortion, even though that would totally go against their principles. But what it really pointed out was the liberal hypocrisy on abortion. It's like, oh, no, you can't abort a baby if it's gay. But every other reason is just fine, you know. And so it's like the only consistent liberals are the ones who say it's totally fine to have an abortion for whatever reason. You know what I mean? And maybe these are the people who say, yeah, absolutely. If it's whatever gender you want to have, whatever the purpose is, you should be able to have an abortion. And then, of course, overwhelmingly, our audience said, no, it's wrong to abort a baby for whatever reason. Now,
this is an important question as... not only we discover genetic markers that indicate sexual orientation, and that is happening a lot, especially studies into the birth order effect show a biological influence on sexual orientation, but as we discover genetic markers for other traits in appearance and in personality, we're seeing more and more an interest in having designer babies, engineering your children to look or behave a certain way genetically. And so I think we can anticipate that this is realistically going to come into play and will be an actual issue in the not too distant future. So for people to think about how they're going to handle it. Absolutely. And this is also an important question because it exposes the inconsistency that a lot of people have in their position.
It does. Well, you're exposing the inconsistency that the religious right, the conservatives, may have. Now, I was really trying to expose the inconsistency with liberal Democrats when it came to abortion. However, it did do what you said. It did show that there is some inconsistency with conservative Christians on this issue, and I want to debate that first. Let's talk about that first, because you just raised an important point, that the one that I think that the Christians are sort of like putting their fingers in their ears going, I can't hear you, I can't hear you, because the science, like you've just stated, is starting to show genetic markers for the potential sexuality of a child. And what I think conservative Christians are going to have a big problem with is accepting the science when they find out that there is a gay gene.
Right. The number of Christians committing the naturalistic fallacy, which is a logical fallacy on this thread, was very disappointing. The naturalistic fallacy assumes that something is moral because it's natural and equates the two. Whether something is moral and whether something is natural are two separate questions. And a number of Christians commenting here, and this is common to hear this in the broader culture, is Christians will say, I think that this is an immoral behavior, and so therefore I don't accept that it's natural. God wouldn't make someone with this predisposition.
Right.
But that's not only is that a logical fallacy in and of itself, but it's especially absurd for a Christian to say that, because throughout Scripture we see a recurring theme of original sin. Surely I was sinful from birth. Humans are by nature children of wrath. So again, it's not relevant.
And it's
silly for Christians to make that assumption.
I can't take up that banner as I'm not a Christian, but I know you can.
Yep. You don't need to be a Christian. You can still point out that it's logically fallacious for them to commit the naturalistic fallacy at all, and that it's especially silly for Christians to do that because Christians believe in original sin.
I know. I try not to tell people of other faith their faith, you know. But the thing is that when it comes to the conservative Christian argument, I believe that it's very much a head in the sand sort of an issue. They really just don't want to believe that there's possible that children are not being recruited, because for so long, the argument throughout the 80s and 90s on the conservative right, the Christian right, was that you're recruited into being gay, or that you're somehow you become gay based on the issue, being molested or having, they say that it's a choice. They say being gay is a choice. Well, let me just tell you. I mean, you must not know any gay people, because a lot of the gay people that I know of are very unhappy with the fact that they are homosexual, because their lives have been much more difficult, and if they had to choose, they would have absolutely not chosen the more difficult lifestyle. Now, a lot of homosexuals are proud and happy and open and glad to be homosexuals, but certainly the ones that were raised in Christian environments and households that I know, they were not happy and they would not have chosen that kind of a lifestyle.
Well, and even putting personal anecdotes aside, I talked about the birth order effect. That is one of the strongest, effects we can study empirically for a biological influence on sexual orientation. And it is not present in people who have adopted brothers. So strong evidence there. You would be very hard-pressed to deny that there is some biological component to orientation.
Right, so...
I want to talk about liberal hypocrisy.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that now. Right. Yeah, is ready to move on?
Right. All right. So we noticed that, again, 36% of our leaning conservative and libertarian audience... Sorry, not 36%, thank God.
Right, no.
36 people said that... All other reasons are okay, but you can't abort a child based on sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
In California, liberals seem to have said, you know, I don't personally approve of your aborting your child based on its sex, but you have the right to abort your child for whatever reason because it's within your body.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, 70% of liberals in the U.S. say that government must require wedding businesses to serve same-sex wedding ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
So there they're saying you don't have the right to control your own business and the government must stop you from making the incorrect decision.
Mm-hmm.
So this reveals a pretty major inconsistency.
It's here. A total inconsistency because, again, the whole point of the poll was to point out Democratic hypocrisy on the issue of abortion. Because when it came to gender, they're like, oh yes, absolutely, kill a baby based on gender. But you can see here that many liberals are saying that aborting babies over sexual preference is wrong. All other reasons are okay. And so wouldn't it be fantastic if we did find out that babies are gay, that you're born that way, and that we found a gay gene, and all of a sudden you'd see Democrats rallying against abortion. Whereas in previous years, they have been all about Planned Parenthood and redistributing our wealth to cover abortions. All of a sudden, the Planned Parenthood funding would dry up because all of a sudden, conservative Christians, unfortunately, would start wanting to have their children aborted if they found out that they were gay, and the Democrats would be against that, wouldn't they? Wouldn't they?
Well, it's fascinating because what people who answer this ridiculous answer here are saying is that it is okay to discriminate against people because they're gay. And mm-hmm. I would imagine a lot of the people choosing that answer also would say that it should be illegal to do that on the business level.
Mm-hmm.
So in questions of life and death, discrimination should be legal, but in business questions, it should be illegal.
Right. Now, here's the thing. If you think that I'm being hyperbolic here or that people don't actually have these sort of insane belief systems that we're detailing to you, go to the comments section on Facebook, and I'm going to read a few of the comments that we got on this poll. Ian's shaking his head right now.
I had to stop.
It was terrible. Oh my God. So here we go. Let's read a few of the comments from our readers, and then we'll discuss them a little bit. You can feel free to pop in anytime, Ian. So Artemis Gekin says, it's an extremely stupid and disgusting reason to have an abortion, but if the mother hates gay people that badly, then the fetus would end up being abused horribly. So he's saying it's a stupid reason to have an abortion, but since the mother hates gay people and the baby will end up probably being abused, well, yeah, I guess it's okay to abort it because it's gay.
Wow. Well, this guy, though, is probably, or whoever it is, if it's a girl, I didn't catch
Artemis
that.
Artemis Gekin, I have no idea.
But probably a libertarian, so probably consistent on the business position.
Yeah. Brendan Sullivan, I think he nailed it. He says, oh, look, the Christians and the LGBT community finally have a common enemy. Lonnie Pfeiffer says, you should be able to abort any unwanted pregnancy. If your only purpose for said abortion, however, is because you found out the child would be gay, then not only should you go ahead and abort, but both parents should be sterilized as well. Well, at least Lonnie is consistent, and he sounds kind of like a badass. So
it doesn't sound like Lonnie values personal choice very much.
Or life. I mean, come on, Lord. I mean, it's still very funny. Stephen Paul Camp says, babies aren't born gay. This is from the Fingers in Head in the Sand Coalition. Babies aren't born gay. WTF. No one is a born homosexual. It is a learned behavior, and anyone who says otherwise is full of S-H-I... So this is another guy from the whole, abortion.
It's irrelevant. He's just ignoring core Christian doctrines.
Yeah. Now here's our favorite flaming socialist calling himself a libertarian, Young X, who's always commenting in our sections. I think you banned him, didn't you? You know, he got mad because he found out that he was banned and he sent me like a personal note. This guy is...
This is the equal sign guy?
Yeah, the equal sign guy.
It was actually, you were on vacation, and this guy left, like, I think it was like 3 consecutive comments on our wall about how, like, libertarians were bigots or something.
Yeah,
I was just like, whatever.
This guy hates Rand Paul. He calls himself a true libertarian, which is hilarious because we always have, like, these internal libertarian debates where, like, it's pretty obvious everybody is a libertarian, but this guy's an actual socialist, and he's like, I'm the real libertarian, and everybody, like, even Kathy Risen's would be like, screw that guy.
We have a few people that just, I feel like these people must have a daily ritual where they come to our page
these
and
are
like
trolls.
Leave angry comments.
Yeah, well, this guy, he says, okay, so he refuses to answer the question. He says, stop trying to intersect two irrelevant issues. This is just merely another ploy to take away a woman's right to choose by inserting a default pretext. It's absolutely sickening. And besides, how can you even prove that a fetus has a sexual orientation? Okay, here's hilarious. This is hilarious because here's the lefty. And he does what lefties do, stop trying to intersect two relevant issues. So he's saying that your question is irrelevant. I'm deciding what the debate is. Classic Marxist tactic, meaning that I decide what the debate will be. Mm-hmm. Then he says this is a ploy to take away a woman's right to choose. Well, no, it's a question on whether or not a Democrat would take away a woman's right to choose if it was an issue of homosexuality. Hold on.
Yep.
He says, and besides, how can you even prove that a fetus has a sexual orientation? And look, he is now going to be a denier on the science of whether or not you can find out someone is gay.
Of course, all the evidence suggests there's at least some biological component. We're going to continue to learn more about what the biological component is and how to identify it. But even setting that aside, this was a hypothetical question, mm-hmm. and we can certainly say that something like your phenotypical appearance has a genetic component. So what about abortion on the basis of race,
mm-hmm.
on the ethnicity of the child? This person is clearly very interested in race-related issues, mm-hmm. and is a strong left-winger.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine he would say discrimination on the basis of race should be illegal.
Ooh.
Should it not be illegal when we're talking about abortion?
Oh, now wait a minute. Now here's a question for Young X, because this is the guy who calls everybody racist for every reason. Now here's my question. If a mother is a cuckold, she goes and she has sex outside of marriage. Let's say that she's married to a man. She goes and has sex with a black man. Let's say the father steps in and says, whoa, whoa, whoa. You had sex. He finds out, right? And the mother is pregnant with a black child. Here's the question.
And
all
she decides
liberals.
To abort it for that stated reason.
And
right?
He wants, yeah.
Now, he might say that, well, I would disapprove of that decision, but she has the right to control her own body. But mm-hmm. then why would he adopt a different position on business questions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why would he adopt the more lenient position on questions of life and death, and then the stricter position on questions of money transactions?
Yeah, well, that's because most lefties are economic illiterates, is really what we're talking about.
That'd just be blatant inconsistency.
Right. So what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Would you, do you think that woman has a right to abort a gay baby? What if it was a black baby? What if it was a Muslim baby?
Do you think she has a right to abort a child for that reason?
For that purpose, really. Mm-hmm. That explicitly stated purpose. We want to hear what you guys think. This is going to be a really interesting debate. We think, well, as soon as we post this again, we know that we're going to get some extremely interesting comments. So if you've got a question for us, or you want to get a statement or a tip that you want to send in, go to thelibertarianrepublic.com. Go to the front page of the Libertarian Republic. You can send us in a tip. Tell us about your news story. What's going on in your hometown? Have you got something exciting? Has there been abuse of authority? Were you tased and beaten by a police officer? We want to get that video. We want to hear from you. Tell us the news of what's going on in your hometown. Ian and I are here every single day fighting for your economic freedom and personal liberty at the Libertarian Republic, so we want to be a part of your community. Tell us how we can help you fight for freedom in your hometown. Thank you very much for listening to the Freedom Report podcast. If you haven't subscribed, please go to iTunes, or you can download us on Stitcher. Leave us a good review on iTunes. That'll help us out a lot. And don't forget to come back every single day to your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at thelibertarianrepublic.com.